Hello.
Hey, Don, it's Gail. I lost you. No worries. It happens all the time.
All right. So he told me to go ahead and do it.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up then. Your husband called and he said you could have it, right?
Yep.
I love that little sign in the gift stores. What is it? Your husband called. How does it go? Your husband called and said you can have anything you want, or you can buy anything you want, I guess. Probably.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I see.
There was a joke on Facebook the other day, and it was an old lady and an old man, and he was holding her hand, and they were getting ready to go into a store, and he said, if he didn't hold her hand, she'd buy everything.
That is cute. That is adorable. He knows her. I know. I hadn't been in Walmart for a while. I've been doing the order online and pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been ducking and dodging the store. Well, I had to go in the other day. There's something I had to look at in person. And I was like a kid in a candy store. It's like, bright, shiny object. Because I hadn't gone in and gawked in forever. And I'm usually not a shopper. I don't generally like going shopping at all. So
it
was kind of fun that day for a minute. Okay, so Dawn, I'm going to gather all of your info from you. Part of my job is to go through everything very thoroughly. We don't want anything off, even a period or a comma, before it goes out of here. So I'll collect a bunch of info from you, and then we'll also set up, it'll be your onboarding call, and that's going to be with your technician. They're going to go back through, make sure I gathered everything correctly, line by line. So quality control is part of their job. And then they'll talk about what you want and don't want on your website, how to upload photos to us, things like that.
Okay.
So go ahead and get started with info. So Dawn, I assume, is D-A-W-N, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then it's V-A-N, with capital V-A-N, capital D-E-R, capital S-T-A-D. Is that right for your last name?
Yes.
Perfect. And then on the credit or debit card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear?
Yes, M.
M, thank you. I know that's one of those little things that they make sure they make it match. And then, Dawn, what's your email address, please?
Sun, S-U-N, D as in dog, G as in dog, O as in orange, W as in water, N as in Nancy, 05@gmail.com.
I'm so sorry, Dawn. You lost me. Could you do it one more time?
Yeah.
Was it sun dog? Did I get that right?
No, it's sun, D as in dog, D as in dog, O as in orange, W as in water, N as in Nancy, 05@gmail.com.
D-E-D-O-W-N, 05.
S-U-N.
Oh, S-U-N.
S as in snake.
Okay. Is it sundown?
Sun D down.
Sun D down. Got it. So, S-U-N-D-D-O-W-N 05.
Yep.
All right. I knew we'd get it. All right. And I'm going to send you two emails. These are both really just informational, but making sure that I've got your email address right and that they go to you and not into your junk. So the first one is on our dashboard and analytics, and gosh, I don't think we even covered that. You'll have an area on our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos for us, change keywords, all kinds of things you can do in there. And then the second one, let me make sure I've got that adjusted with your discounts. Beautiful. The second one it's a stock email, but it's the exact price and package that, that I quoted you. And
okay.
I had to make sure I had that adjusted with your discount. So it looks good.
Okay. Okay, so I got the new advanced report, and I got that one, client dashboard and analytics.
Beautiful. And the other one should be right on its heels.
Yep.
With any luck. Awesome. All right. And then let me see. What? So I've got your number, Dawn, as 717-241-8826. It looks like your business number is different, though.
No, it is the same.
It is. Okay.
Yes, because remember I told you we started our business up in the north?
So right.
We have two numbers. We have a 717 and a 570.
Oh, I see. Okay. And I was looking at the picture of your van on Facebook trying to,
I'm so used to losing. Yeah, both numbers are on there.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then I'm also going to, there we go. Are you at 599 Green Spring Road?
Yes.
Perfect. And then I've got Vanderstad Draining, Drain Cleaning, and then the and symbol Plumbing. Oops, and it cut it off there on me. Repairs, LLC. Is that correct?
Well, when I did the LLC, you know how it just told you that you just said it got cut off? It cut it off at the end. And,
okay.
I wrote it, I still typed it and accepted it, but when the LLC paper came, they don't have the repairs on there. It's just plumbing.
Okay. And then does it still have the LLC or behind it or just ends at plumbing?
No, it has LLC after it, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
It.
Yep.
Yeah, we just literally got the paperwork just this week.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it was Saturday we got the LLC papers.
Wow, that's fresh.
Yeah, but the only thing is our vans and everything say repairs. You know,
right. We
just had our new van lettered. It'll have to wait a while. I'm sure it's not that big of a deal.
No, it's really not. It's more, and especially for Google, it's really going to be more about what we use as keywords, and we'll definitely use repairs in your keywords.
Okay.
And we could say something like power washing in your keywords and still make you come up in the map, even though it's probably not a service you offer.
Right.
But, yeah, so it's more about the keywords that we program in. So no worries there. All right, and I've got to grab a couple of links here. They want your Facebook page link. And I gave you a like while I was over on your page for whatever that's worth. I do not know.
Oh, okay.
But maybe it'll give you a little boost.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to get on there right now.
Absolutely. Well, then I can see what you're up to, too. And I always, on my personal, which I only use for business, mostly, on my personal page, I always welcome my new clients. So I'll link to you on my page, too. So, yeah. All right. So let's run through your services. So we're going to say drain cleaning, of course. Plumbing. And I'm going to say plumbing repair. Any other keywords, things that you can think of that people would search your services by or other services that you offer?
Location camera.
Okay.
Or camera locator, I guess they call it, camera locator.
Okay. All right.
Sub pump replacement.
Okay.
Hot water heaters.
All right.
Hang on 1 second. I'm trying to get there.
We probably want to. Oh, furnace. Oh, wow. Okay.
Furnace maintenance. That's new. We just started HVAC too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's our other tech. He's the one that lives up north. He does HVAC. He's down here, right? He comes down here and does work down here, too.
Okay, well, then, if HVAC services are something you're offering, you actually kind of get a twofer. I can actually close down the HVAC category as well, and it's going to be the same price. So okay. You'll get two categories for the price of one, because if you had two separate companies, then I'd have to do them, you know, one HVAC and one plumbing, but you're one company. So yeah. Oh, I'm excited, Dawn. You didn't tell me about the HVAC. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's new to me.
No, it's all right. You keep going and I'll keep typing.
And then furnace maintenance.
Okay. Got it. What about furnace replacement?
No, we don't do that.
No. Okay.
No.
What else? What about air conditioner maintenance?
Yep. Yeah, he does that. He's certified and all that.
We should probably also say, how would they say it? Air conditioner.
Yeah.
Seasonal is what to put it to bed for the winter.
Yeah.
I can't the word.
Winterizing.
There. Thank you. Wow. It was a good thing you thought if the word was just gone from my vocabulary. What about 24/7 emergency? Is that something you guys do?
Yep, we're 24/7.
Beautiful.
I mean, when it is a weekend and we're still open, but we charge a larger fee on the weekends. You know what I mean?
Heck yeah. You ought to be.
Definitely.
And I think everybody understands that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you can think of, Dawn?
I'm trying to think. Repiping. I don't know if you guys have that on there.
It's going on there.
All right. Let's see what, toilet installs and replacements.
Okay.
Faucets and stuff like that, but that should just be on there, right? Or not really.
I'll put it on there.
Okay.
Yep, I'll definitely.
Troubleshooting leaks.
Okay.
You have drain cleaning on there, right? Because that's in our name.
Yes. Yep. That was actually the first one I put up there.
I think that's about it. If my husband thinks of anything else I missed, he'll let me know, I'm sure.
Perfect. Yeah, and definitely, I was going to say, too, if you do think of any others or if your hubby thinks of any others, when you do your onboarding call, which actually we'll set that up next, you can give that to your tech, too.
Okay.
So let's take a look. I like to set this appointment at your earliest convenience, whenever your schedule allows. We don't like to take your money and not get to work. And the onboarding call is really what kicks off our work. Today is shot, of course. Tomorrow, though, I know you've got your therapy.
Yeah.
But we've got, looks like just about every hour on the hour, starting at 10 o'clock your time, going through 6 o'clock, if there's anywhere in there that would work for you.
Let's see. So let's do it for 5 o'clock.
You got it.
Tomorrow.
Let me grab that appointment. Oops, tomorrow's Wednesday. I was going to go with Thursday. I don't know why I thought it was a day difference. There we go. Okay, so I'm going to build that calendar appointment, and then in just a minute, I'll have another email headed your way, but I'll let you know when it's coming. It's being built as we speak. far everything is behaving. So we block out an hour for this call. It typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And you don't have to be in front of a computer, which that's part of why I'm gathering as much as I can now, save you some computer time. Okay, there we go. So that email is on its way to you. And the subject line is local / CIE. I know it's a strange internal coding.
Yep, no, I got it.
Awesome. If you could hit the yes on that, that would be great. And I'm going to put this appointment in a couple of other places for a couple of other folks real quick.
Oh, shoot. Hang on, Matt. Hang on. Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday, 2 to 3.
Perfect. I got the update over on this end. So you did it.
Was it right?
Yes, ma'am. You got it right.
Okay.
You did great. I'm still over here trying to put this in another spot. And mine, there we go. It didn't want to take it for a second there, and I thought it was going to give me fits. But we're good. Okay. I'm going to run through my checklist here and see where we're at. Okay, that all looks good. I'm also skimming for typos, too. I don't like them, and I definitely don't want it in your work.
That's okay.
Okay. Oh, I know what I needed to do. I need to send you a couple of text messages, too. You need my contact info, so you've got that in your phone. So I'll send that to you. And then I'm going to send you customer service department. So you've got them in your phone, too. That's where you'll reach your technician.
Okay.
And
I got the first one.
Awesome. And the second one just sent. And then I'm going to send you... Awesome. I'm going to send you another one. This one is information on how the call tracking works. So we install a tool on your website that lets us track how many clicks and calls you get so that we can report it to you and so you can see where they're coming from. So that's info on that one. And then there's an optional item. Not everybody wants it or can understand it. It doesn't cost anything additional. It's already included, but it is optional. It's called our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. The app itself has its own unique phone number on it. So if you wanted to keep your cell and your business separate, you could send and receive calls directly through that app. It works on your existing phone's cell signal. But you're not charged anything like for the minutes or talk time or for the line for that matter. Couple of things that some of our other clients have used it for. We don't limit how many lines you can have. So for example, your husband could have one. If you've got employees, you could have them installed on their phone and they could have their own unique number and it'd be local to you. The number.
Right.
But say Joe Dirt employee, you put it on his phone, he has his own line. That's the line that customers call if they need to reach him personally. But if, for example, later on you fire Joe Dirt and you don't want him to have access to your clients anymore, just let us know. We can boot him off the system immediately. So
yeah, I don't think I would do that right now.
Okay, yeah, I thought maybe you guys already have a business phone number. It's better for companies that don't already have business lines because then they don't have to go get one. But, all right, perfect. So we'll say a no on that one. Oh, I think my machine needs a little bit of coffee this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
But then I don't want it to be up all night either.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And then, Dawn, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
text works.
Okay. Text is best. And what do you want to show for your regular hours of operation? I can still do the 24/7 emergency, but for normal hours.
Okay, so for normal hours, 9 to 5, I guess.
Okay, you got it. Monday through Friday.
Yep.
Perfect. Plus 24/7 emergency. And then Dawn, no, go ahead. What was that?
I was just going to say, I don't know when the last time it was we did 9 to 5, though.
I know. When you own your own company, your days end up longer. That's for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. And then, Dawn, did you want payment integration on your website? So it doesn't cost anything additional. I mean, whatever service fees you'd have through whatever credit card service you'd use. But, for example, PayPal, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App.
No, I don't know if I should or not. Let's not do that right now.
Okay.
My husband has a credit card company he works through.
Okay.
And we haven't had too many issues. People do ask about Venmo. But once they mm-hmm. find out you accept credit cards, they're usually good with whatever.
Gotcha. Nice. Nice. And, you know, if he can do it in the field, too, that's even better. Then you know you're getting paid.
Yeah.
That's always a concern.
Yep.
Okay. So, Dawn, I want to set up your security question and answer. The reason we do this is when we submit you out to the directories, and Yelp is the first one that comes to mind. They're just notorious for it. They will most likely call you and try to get you to subscribe. They or other companies, I haven't heard the spiel myself, so I'm kind of going from what other clients have told me. They may tell you that you need to sign up for this in order for your website to do blah, 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 blah. I want you to know, Local Splash wants you to know, it's not us calling, and you're free to accept or decline whatever offer they offer you if it's if you see benefit in it. But know that either way, it'll have zero bearing on the work that we do and everything I've told you.
Okay.
So we developed a password system so that if you ever don't know if it's someone from Local Splash calling you, ask the security question. If they can't answer it for you, it's not us. And you'll probably get a you'll probably get a click if it's not us. But so choices are mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And I'm ready.
Yarbrough. Y-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H.
Y-A-R-B-A-R-O-U-G-H. Nope, I didn't get it right the second time. It blanks it out as soon as I type it. My apologies, but one more time.
Y-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H.
There was my mistake. Thank you. It's kind of like the credit card digits blank out too, so if I oops it. Yeah. One of those deals. Okay. So yeah, if you don't know if it's from someone from Local Splash, ask the security question, what's my mother's maiden name? And they have to answer it correctly. And if it's us, it's in our system, we'll be able to pull it up and we'll be able to do that answer for you so you know it is us. And something else for you just to kind of keep in mind, too, we don't ever come back asking you for more money. So if somebody's asking you for what sounds like additional money, just know it's not us. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Good, good. All right. And you've got your GBP already.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'm going to put a note in here, too. It's already not published, but so that we don't miss that and publish it. Your home address, nobody needs to know that.
Oh, yeah.
And Google doesn't believe they need to either. Okay, so let me, I'm running through here to make sure I...
Turn on kitchen light. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. I love that. Do you like your Alexa, your smart home?
I do. My son started putting all this stuff in. I mean, it's all right. It's just annoying sometimes, you know.
It kind of like, we got a new, we've replaced our DirecTV with something else that I hate, but it's a Google thing, and the clicker has okay Google on it. It's like, I don't like it. My daughter uses it all the time. I don't. It drives me crazy. I can't okay Google the TV clicker. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Yep.
All right. Let me get your subscription set up here and get your discounts applied over there. And then we're getting closer. Okay. Music got loud all of a sudden. Dolly Parton blaring. 9 to 5 just came blasting on there.
I like that song.
I do too. I usually play it in the mornings, but every once in a while I'll be playing my iHeart and it'll, something just comes across louder than other songs.
Yeah.
Strange. I suppose though, I think it's other people's recordings that actually play.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I am finally on the billing page for you. So I assume 599 Spring Creek Road is where your credit card billing would go to.
It's Green Springs Road.
Oh, what did I just say? Did I say it's okay?
Or something? Oh,
Green Spring. Thank you. And that is actually how it reads. I read it wrong. And then is your 8826. Phone number, the one that's attached to that card?
Yes.
And does the company name appear on the card or just your first and last and middle initial?
My first, last, and middle initial.
All right. Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for those digits when you are, Dawn.
4482-5120.
Okay.
0466.
All right.
4739.
And expiration, please.
2 of 27.
And the 3-digit security code.
367.
Thank you. I'll update that. And then we'll send that through, and then there will be 2 more emails headed your way in just another minute. You never lack for information with us.
No.
Most of it you can probably... Oh, I shouldn't say that. A lot of it you can file away. Sometimes it'll be your tech asking for info. All right, that went through, so you've got 2 emails on the way. The one we need is Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Yeah, hold on. Okay, and I'm getting text messages too. Okay, welcome to Local Splash, and then Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yep, Initial Invoice is the one we want, and I'm going to run you through the clicks and such. I actually have to read it to you anyway, so we'll do the clicks and then I'll read the where I read it is recorded, and goes into your file. So the click, about 4 sentences in, I believe it says click here to accept, I think.
Yep.
Perfect. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a check box. It'll ask you to type your name as it appears, capitals, middle initial, all the goodies.
Okay. Okay. Confirm password. Sorry, I just did it.
All right, perfect. Did it take you to a login screen?
Yes.
Excellent. So that's going to be where you'll log into your dashboard. They'll actually get you those login credentials tomorrow on your onboarding call.
Okay.
So we'll do the voice verification, and then I can send you on your way finally.
Okay.
So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that Local Splash is going to provide to you. The call, it's also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Vanderstad Drain Cleaning and Plumbing, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Dawn M. Vanderstad, and I am the owner's wife.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this non-binding agreement?
No.
Oh, we're hoping for a yes. All that one really means... No, that's okay. All that one really means is if you add, like, other socials, apparently some people are using TikTok for business now, just things like that, or whatever the next social is, just so we can tie it into the programming.
Okay. So I'll see you.
Awesome. Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, October 18th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month, and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $349, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 18th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. And that's done. I do believe, Dawn, you are all set. Congratulations.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm excited for you guys. And I am so glad we could get I'm glad we could get the HVAC in there too. I'm glad we could do that.
Yeah.
So you guys are kind of newish to the area. Do you know anybody else who doesn't do what you guys do that could use a service like ours?
There's Glen Bear Heating.
What is it? Glen Bear.
Glen Bear. G-L-E-N-N.
Okay.
G-A-E-R.
Okay.
You'll find him on Facebook.
All right.
And it sounds stupid, but he's an HVAC guy. He's young.
Okay.
He just started his own business. He's actually doesn't even have a van yet. He's working out of a truck.
Oh, my.
And that was one reason why we haven't really pushed for HVAC in this area. Is because he's been our HVAC guy, and he's wonderful. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He does a lot of different stuff. He installs furnaces and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I will go check him. I'll go find him, and then I'll give him a call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Any last questions before I let you get back to your day?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right. Well, know that I'm always here. I am the lead on your account. So
yep.
you'll probably talk to your tech more than you will to me, in all honesty. But
okay.
I'm here. I will take your calls anytime, especially if you have a problem. I want to know if you're not getting the help you need from us. I'll find it for you, or I'll do it
okay.
myself. One of the two.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dawn. You have a good
day. You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.